The final season of Star Trek Picard on Paramount Plus features a landmark reunion. It unites key characters from the 1980s-era series Star Trek The Next Generation. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans says tapping deeper into the show's legacy brings excellent results.
Star Trek Picard tells you right away that a big part of its story in the third season will show you new sides to old characters. By taking Dr. Beverly Crusher, the caring ship's doctor from Star Trek The Next Generation series, and putting her in a gunfight. Okay, Trek nerds, it's technically a phaser fight. And after taking a serious wound, Crusher sends a message to the only person she can trust, her former captain, Jean-Luc Picard, played by Patrick Stewart.
I'm encoding this transmission with coordinates.
Beverly.
And Jean-Luc. No, Starfleet. Trust no one.
Turns out Dr. Crusher, played by Gates McFadden, is fleeing a big bad villain that will force Picard to reunite much of his old crew from the Next Generation series. That's something Trek fans have been pining for since Paramount Plus first debuted this series based on Stewart's character 3 years ago. But even in the first few minutes of the first episode, Picard himself declares his history doesn't matter.
I am not a man who needs a legacy. I want a new adventure.
What Picard gets is a new adventure rooted in his legacy. The series does a masterful job reintroducing us to these beloved characters, with more than 20 years since some of them have seen each other. Picard is particularly angry with Dr. Crusher, who cut off contact after ending their romance, assuming he was too addicted to space adventure to settle down.
I didn't know I would never see you again, that I would wonder for years what it was that I had done.
Jean-Luc, don't tell me you would have walked away.
Beverly, you made the choice for me. You don't get to condemn people before the fact.
Those who've watched the first two seasons of Picard know this is a constant theme. Picard as a lion in winter, struggling to save the galaxy while facing the consequences of his life's decisions. But those previous seasons didn't fully feature the Next Generation characters that Picard served with over 7 seasons of television and 4 films. So it never really felt like he faced the most important parts of his past until now. Eventually, Picard turns to his trusty former second-in-command, William Riker, played by Jonathan Frakes, and their chemistry is wonderful, leavened a little bit by advancing age, as Riker asks about Picard's trembling hands when they're about to charge onto a strange ship, phasers at the ready.
From fear or the thought of seeing Beverly?
Both.
Terrific. Your hands are stiff, my knees are killing me. So long as we don't have to move or shoot, we should be fine. Ready?
As ever.
Paramount Plus debuted the first of its new Trek series, Star Trek Discovery, in 2017, when the streamer was called CBS All Access. At first, Picard and Discovery worked hard to develop their own voices and characters. But the success of last year's Star Trek Strange New Worlds, which modernized the Adventure of the Week vibe from the original Star Trek in the 1960s, proves that it's time for these programs to lean into their legacy. Star Trek Picard does exactly that, weaving an exciting new adventure for characters fans have loved for decades. I'm Eric Deggans.